This is May the 10th, 1989. I'm Marion Zady, and I'm doing an interview for the Northville Historical Oral History with George and Celeste Van Helmont. Well, good evening. It's certainly a pleasure to have you here and to do this interview, George and Celeste. The more we find out about the history of Northville, the more interesting it is for our children and our grandchildren to hear about it. George, how long ago did you move to this area around Northville?
Well, it was 1942.
And where did you live at that time?
On 41756 Mile Road.
And that was this began your married life there.
Yeah.
I mean, you were married at the time. You moved on 6
Yeah, we were married about a year before. We lived in Farmington for 1 year.
And then, but now your folks also had a farm in the vicinity of Northville?
In Livonia.
Yes.
On 7 Mile Road.
Yeah. And that was, as I remember it, I always called it the Pansy Farm.
They grew perennials.
Oh, okay.
And they took them to the Eastern Market with the truckloads.
Yeah. And also had, I recall, a roadside stand with fruits and vegetables.
That's right.
On the thing. And then they built a beautiful home there from what was once a barn.
Well, they built a home first, and then they decided to take the old barn and renovate it, and they made a home out of the barn.
It was a beautiful place.
Well, you've been in it.
Yep, and the whole front yard filled with flowers. It was a beautiful thing to drive by. I recall that. And how old were you then, George, when you lived in that area?
When I lived there, I was about 24 when I left home.
Yeah, and you married Celeste Lute? Who lived not too many miles from
you. On Middleburg Road and 7 Mile.
Yeah. And that family home is still there, Celeste?
Yeah.
How large a farm was that?
It had 70 acres plus another 40.
Is that right? And now part of it is subdivision?
It's just turning into subdivision now.
Oh, the beautiful farms are gone. How many in your family that...
Nine
children. Yeah. How many boys out of that?
5 boys and 4 girls, and they're all still living.
Is that fantastic? A lot of good help on that farm. Yeah. Now, and then, George, you married Celeste, and then where did you move?
Well, we moved to Farmington for 1 year, and then we moved to Northville on 41756 Mile Road, which is Farm Crest Farms.
Yes, and you worked as a farm superintendent
there.
That's right. For Mr. Haas.
That's right. Right.
And we've had very little history of that Farm Crest Farm, which really was a big business for the Northville area.
Yeah, it was a big farm, considered big farm at that time. 600 acres was considered a big farm.
I guess so. That must have taken up most of 6 Mile Road.
Well, it went along about 3/4 of a mile along 6 Mile Road on both sides. And then also west of Beck, it started from about a half a mile going west. You had about 300 and some acres there.
That is a large farm. Now, when we call it Farm Crest Farms, they made the cakes and the...
It belonged to Grennan's then, which had the bakery. And at that time, they started the farm. They put in, where I live right now, about 45 acres of apple trees for their pies. And they used to take the milk and use it at the bakery.
And where that bakery was located in Detroit?
In Detroit, on I think it was on Russell and Medbury or something, right in that vicinity.
Yes. Now, no longer are there any Farm Crest products by that name?
Well, it was sold to Ward Baking Company, Farm Crest Bakery was. And I don't know, they still have Farm Crest stuff? I don't see it, do you?
I haven't either, and I just wondered if they had a different area.
No.
George, as I recall, it was a very big dairy farm. And remember, did that come later, or was it always a dairy farm?
All right, when I come there, it was already a dairy farm. They were furnishing milk to the Farmcrest bakeries. And later on, we extended the barns, and from a herd, when I come there, about 34, we went to about 100 milking cows, and about, oh, they had about 43 or 44 young animals every year raised for milkers.
Increase.
Yeah.
And then did you open that kind of, I call it your retail shop at North
Village? That little retail shop was open when I came there in 1942, and we expanded it. We made it bigger. Then we put on retail outlets. We had another 10 stores in Livonia and Inkster and different communities, and we delivered milk to Northville.
You processed it all right there.
It was
you
all
did
processed
the whole thing.
Right there. It was. Then as we grew, we had to have other milk brought in from other farmers in the vicinity.
Yeah. Now, you worked for Mr. Haas, Bob Haas, I think.
That's right.
And he was the husband of Evelyn Grennan.
That's right. Yes.
And as I recall, the Grennans were probably one of the wealthiest families who lived around the Northville area.
Well, and the Haases were quite wealthy. His father was president of Goble Brewing. He owned Goble Brewing.
Oh, so that's yeah. Interesting to come along. And so then the other crops were raised on the farm, enough feed?
Yeah, most of the crops was raised to feed all the animals.
Yes.
Sometimes we'd have a surplus, and then we'd sell it to the elevators.
Yes.
In South Lyons or Ypsilanti or wherever.
And there were several homes that the workers lived in?
Yeah, we had about seven.
And they lived right in?
They lived right on the farm.
And worked there.
They worked right there.
Yeah. You recall any of the old names of families that might be familiar to North?
Well, there was Ray Gregerson.
Remember that.
You think some of them, Ray Gregerson, and then there was, God, I'm trying to think of the old timers way back.
Yeah, time goes. Yeah, I can picture some of them in the dairy, you know.
And then there was Jack Halka, and then there was
Jimmy Angevine.
Elmer Bennett, oh, yeah. And what's some of the older ones way back? I can't remember.
Howard Russell.
Yeah, Howard Russell. He was one of the old times. And Jesse Boroff.
All familiar old names around Northville.
Yeah, and there was a few more. I can't remember them all.
And then the Haas family had a great number of horses, didn't they?
Yeah, we had about 10 horses and all. They had jumpers and show horses.
Yes.
And when I come there, we had 3 or 4 work horses, too.
Oh, still?
Yeah. When I first come there, we were still farming it with horses and an old F-20 tractor.
Now, that was in about 42?
About 42.
Yeah.
43.
And
then we converted over. We got rid of the horses in time, and we got more equipment, heavier equipment.
The big stuff.
More tractors, yeah.
Well, that was a lot of acres to take care of.
That's right.
In that time.
That was a lot of acres.
Yeah. Now, Celeste, your family also did farming there on Newburg Road in 7 Mile.
That's right.
And what kind of farm did your folks have?
Well, just the regular farming, the milk cows and the horses to plow the field and things like that.
And you sold the produce?
Yeah, but most of it was fed to the cattle we had.
And also you had milk to sell?
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. And you're fine. And do you recall the day with the horses?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I remember that because I used to put the harness on them.
You did? You could do that?
Yeah, me and my brothers used to do that.
Yeah.
Flip it off a minute.
Now, Celeste, your family farmed there on Newburg Road. Northville was the place that you associated with for shopping.
Right.
And how did you get into town in those days?
Well, my dad sometimes took his horse and to the grist mill and stuff like that. And then later on, he had a car that we would come with.
Yeah.
But we weren't very old when we did that.
And do you ever ride the Inner Urban?
Oh, once in a while. My dad did especially.
What was that?
Well, they used to call up the drugstore in Norfolk, and they'd tell them to pack a quart of ice cream. And my dad would run down the 8 Mile Road and get on the interurban. And time he made the go to Northville, and time he made the turn, my dad would run in and get it and get back on and go back to Newburgh Road and get off and bring the ice cream home.
Before it melted.
Before it melted.
Now that was a big treat in those days, because we had ice boxes but no refrigerator,
right.
No freezers to
right.
keep that ice cream in.
Yeah,
that must have been a big treat.
My mother said that was quite a deal.
Yeah. And some of quite a few in your family still live around the Norfolk area?
About six of us. Six
still
of us.
in the Norfolk
right.
area.
Right, they're all close by that I could go and see them in a half an hour.
That's wonderful. That's really great. George, what about your family? Now, how many in your family?
Well, there was five girls and myself, one boy.
Just one boy. Yeah. And you were not the oldest?
No, I had one sister older than I was, Lillian.
Yeah. Yeah, and do any of your family still live around the Norfolk area?
Yeah, there's Margaret, and I guess just Margaret and myself. Yeah, my sister Irene lives on 9 Mile.
So there's...
That's three of us.
Yes, well that's pretty good, out of that many in the family. That is good. Now George, there were two fires out there at Farmcrest Farms.
Yeah. One was the Haas's home, or which was Grennan's home before, lightning had hit it one night and caught it afire, and it burnt mostly down, but then they had to tear the rest of it down.
Oh.
And then about 10 years later, all the barns and stuff all burnt down, which were they believe was set.
Oh.
And was set down by somebody that come looking for a job and didn't get
didn't
one. That's another
but
story.
But they could never prove it on the thing.
No, because he wasn't stable. You know, the guy wasn't stable.
Oh. Now, what about the animals and things?
Well, we got the last cow out. I guess the ceiling was falling down. I guess the men worked like heck, and the last cow, the fire hit it right on its back, but they got it out. But they did lose four or five calves or young stock in the back. They just couldn't get it. The thing was an inferno then, and they couldn't.
Oh,
did that
happen at night?
No, it happened about 3-4 in the afternoon.
Oh, and the fire engines came?
Yeah, they had fire engines from all over. Northville, Plymouth, and Livonia, I think. I don't know how many engines they had out there. That time, no fire hydrants, you know. They had to bring tankers in.
Right.
But they saved the dairy plant. But everything else burnt down. All the barns and stuff burnt all down.
Now, were they replaced?
No.
This.
They were never. At that time, it was all the talk then for subdivisions and going. And if you had a loss there of 50 or 60%, they wouldn't give you a permit to build back. Because they wanted homes in there at that time. They wanted the farms out, you know.
Yeah. And so we do have a beautiful subdivision out
That's
there
right.
today with very expensive homes.
That's right.
Yeah. Did Mr. Haas sell the stock and
yeah,
get rid of everything?
Yeah, we sold the stock, had an auction sale and sold it, and they went all over different parts of the country.
And then did your job cease then with...
No, we kept grain farming it for about 3 years afterwards, and then we finally called it quits.
And you have retired today?
Yeah, I retired about 2 years ago.
And not working at all?
No, from there when I went to work for Norfolk Downs and worked there for about 14 years.
And what did you do with the Downs?
I was plant superintendent.
Took care of the grounds and...
Well, I was just over to make sure everything was all set for nights, you know, over everything, the electrician, the plumbers, or everything.
Oh, yes. That's a big operation to run. So you went from one big business in Norfolk into another one. But now you're retired.
Now I'm retired.
Yeah. And is your father still living, Celeste?
No, he's been gone 11 years.
Yeah. Anyone still live in the Lutz farm?
There was a man just recently moved out of it.
But not in your family anymore.
No, not in my family anymore.
Yeah. And I hope your family made the big money from the sale for the subdivision.
You got two brothers that live on the original farm.
I have two brothers that live on the original farm.
Oh, great. Right. They built their homes out there.
Right. Oh. And in fact, my one brother lives in the original old farm home where I was born in.
Is that right?
That's
so still it's still in the family.
It's still in the family. But they're trying to crowd them all out.
Yes. The subdivisions are the thing, right?
Right. But the boys are still there.
Good, good. That sounds great. George, what happened to the house family after the Grennan house burned down?
Well, they moved down to what they used to call the ranch house, which was west of Sheldon Road. They had 360 acres of land back in there. So they put a big addition and they lived down there. And they gave me a piece of land, which I built a home on. I'm still there on the same land.
On a piece of the Farmcrest farm property.
Yeah.
And also, they did sell to the Northville...
Yeah, they sold 100 acres to the Northville schools.
That was to build the second high school that was never needed.
That's right. And now the rest of the land is all going into subdivision. Was supposed to start this summer sometime.
So you're going to have lots of neighbors out there.
Going to have a lot of neighbors now after all these years.
And how much land do you own there?
Oh, myself, I just have about 2 acres.
2 acres. Well, it's 2 acres today is still a large piece of land to have a home on when you see the new subdivisions.
That's right.
Well, George and Celeste, thank you very much for being willing to talk on the oral history of Northville. And you've added a great deal telling us about Farmcrest Farms and what this rural community was like in the days when we were surrounded by farms. And I thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.